Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive with us. Today we're taking a closer look at a group that's honestly the backbone of healthcare, practitioners 55 and older.
Yeah, these are the folks who've seen it all, done it all, and frankly, we all rely on them.
Big time. And the sources we're diving into today really don't shy away from the realities they face, both the good and, well, the tougher stuff.
Right. And it's about time we have this conversation, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I was struck by this one quote. It talked about the physical toll, just the aches and pains that come with the job. But then there's this whole other level, like carrying the weight of responsibility.
That weight is something we really need to understand because it goes way beyond just the physical. You're talking about years, decades even, of witnessing suffering, making high-stakes decisions constantly. That's bound to leave a mark on anyone.
No doubt about it. And it makes you wonder how burnout plays into all of this. You'd think all that experience would make them more resilient.
You'd think so, right? But what often happens is this buildup of exhaustion and maybe even cynicism over time. They've given so much of themselves for so long
that it's like they hit a wall.
Exactly. And that's when you start to see that decline in their sense of accomplishment, maybe even a bit of detachment from the patients they care for.
That's really tough to hear, especially because so many healthcare workers, no matter their age, are so passionate about helping others. The source even mentioned this desire to make a real difference, but then burnout gets in the way.
It's a real paradox, isn't it? The system that demands so much that it ends up chipping away at the very thing that drew them to the profession in the first place, that compassion, that urge to care. And honestly, it impacts all of us if the most seasoned practitioners are burning out.
What does that mean for the quality of care everyone receives?
Exactly.
And on top of all that, let's not forget the work itself doesn't get any easier with age. I mean, shift work alone is brutal, and the source really emphasized how much harder it is for older practitioners.
Oh, absolutely. Shift work, it's notorious for messing with your sleep cycle, your circadian rhythm, and as we get older, our bodies just don't bounce back as quickly.
Yeah, like I remember pulling all-nighters in college, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But these days, just one late night and I'm wiped for days.
Exactly. And for healthcare workers, it's not just one night, it's their routine. And there was this detail in the source about how older bodies actually recover from night shifts more slowly at a cellular level.
Wow, I never even thought about it like that. It's like our bodies are working overtime just to keep up.
Right, and it really adds another layer to the challenges these folks are facing.
So we've got emotional pressure, demanding work, and the natural changes that come with aging. Yeah. It's no wonder mental health is a major concern.
It's a huge concern. And here's where that paradox we talked about really comes into play again. These individuals are dedicated to taking care of others, but
sometimes struggle to take care of themselves. It's interesting, though, because even with all of this, the sources talk about a real desire for fulfillment, even as they approach the end of their careers. What does that even look like for someone in healthcare who's nearing retirement? Is it just about relaxing on a beach somewhere?
Oh, it's so much more than that. It's about finding ways to continue making a meaningful contribution, even as their role might be changing.
So finding new ways to channel that passion and experience.
Exactly. For some, it might be about mentoring the next generation of healthcare professionals, sharing those decades of knowledge.
Passing the torch, so to speak.
Right. Others might be drawn to tackling bigger picture issues, maybe through advocacy or research.
So really making a difference on a broader scale.
Exactly. And then there's the financial side of things.
Right, because retirement isn't just about finding fulfilling work. It's also about navigating those very real anxieties about finances.
One of the sources cited this alarming statistic. It said that a significant portion of Americans over 60 are actually economically insecure. It's a trend we need to be paying attention to, especially for folks who have spent their lives in a profession like healthcare. And there are a lot of factors contributing to this. Not enough saved for retirement. The decline of traditional pensions.
And let's be honest, the cost of healthcare itself is a huge burden.
Absolutely.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it? You dedicate your life to caring for others and then potentially face the reality of not being able to afford the care you need.
It's a tough reality for many, and it underlines just how important it is to talk about these issues, to find solutions, and to support these incredibly valuable members of our society.
It really does feel like a systemic overhaul is needed, but the sources we're looking at do offer some hope. They actually highlight a bunch of different strategies for creating a better future for these experienced healthcare workers.
Right, and it's not a one-size-fits-all situation, which is encouraging. There are options out there, from part-time work and downsizing to government programs, even entrepreneurship.
Wow, entrepreneurship. Okay, I'm curious about that one. But first, in your experience, which of these solutions have you seen work really well, or maybe which ones are kind of overlooked?
Well, part-time work is a big one. It's perfect for those who aren't ready to fully retire, but maybe want a little less intensity.
So they can still use their expertise, contribute, and earn some income without being completely burned out.
Exactly. It's a much smoother transition into retirement. And then downsizing, that's another one that often gets overlooked.
Because it frees up some cash, right?
Yeah.
Especially if healthcare costs are a concern.
Yeah, and there's often a psychological benefit too, like letting go of stuff, simplifying your life.
It can be really freeing.
It is, especially at this stage in life. But of course, downsizing isn't for everyone. What about those who need more direct financial help?
Right, the sources mentioned some government programs. What kind of role do those play?
Those programs are a lifeline for a lot of older healthcare workers. We're talking about things like Medicaid, which helps with healthcare costs.
Okay, so that covers the medical bills, which we know can be a huge burden. What else?
There's also supplemental security income, or SSI, for those with very limited income. And then SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
To make sure people can afford healthy food.
Exactly. No one should have to worry about putting food on the table. But I will say, navigating all these programs can be a bit of a maze.
I can imagine. It sounds like you really need to know what you're doing.
You do. And that's where advocacy groups and community organizations come in. They help people figure out if they're eligible and connect them with the right resources.
It's like having a guide through the system.
Exactly. Okay, so are you ready for this? The sources actually suggested entrepreneurship as a viable option.
Wait, really? Like starting their own businesses?
Yeah. It might sound out there, but it makes sense when you think about it. These folks are problem solvers. They're compassionate. They understand people's needs.
All qualities that would make a great entrepreneur.
Right. And we're seeing more and more older healthcare workers branching out, doing things like consulting, health coaching.
Even creating their own products.
Exactly. And for a lot of them, it's really empowering. They get to be their own boss, set their own hours, pursue something they're truly passionate about.
It's like this whole new chapter opens up.
Mm.
And it kind of ties back to that statistic about financial insecurity among older Americans.
It does. It shows that we need a multi-pronged approach. It's not just about individual choices. It's about creating a system that truly supports these folks who have given so much.
So if someone's listening to this and they're in this situation, maybe feeling overwhelmed, what's the most important takeaway for them?
You know, more than anything, I want them to know they're not alone and that there are options. Don't be afraid to explore those options, you know? Talk to people, do your research, and advocate for yourself. Retirement, it doesn't have to be this downward spiral. It can be this amazing time of growth and even reinvention. But it does take planning and being proactive and a little bit of courage to try new things.
I love that. Taking control and shaping your own future. We've talked about so much today, from burnout and those crazy shift schedules to finances and potential solutions. What would you say is like the most important thing for listeners to remember?
I think it comes back to just how resilient these folks are. They face immense pressure, often feeling undervalued, but they keep showing up, caring for others, making a real difference.
And that's something we should never, ever take for granted.
Never. Their dedication is truly inspiring, and we need to go beyond just acknowledging it. We need to actively support their well-being and honestly learn from all that experience they have.
Absolutely. So zooming out a bit, where do we go from here as a society? How do we actually build a system that truly values and supports them?
That's the big question, right? I think it starts with changing how we view older healthcare workers.
Yeah.
What if instead of seeing them as nearing the end, we see them as this incredible resource? They've got wisdom, they've got experience, they can be amazing mentors.
It's like flipping the script. Not pushing them aside, but actually utilizing their strengths, making things better for everyone.
Exactly. Imagine a system where they're encouraged to mentor younger colleagues, where their knowledge is valued. A system that acknowledges the challenges they face and actually gives them the support they need.
It sounds like a win-win.
It really could be. But it all starts with recognizing their value. They're not just healthcare workers, you know? They're mentors, teachers, leaders. They deserve our respect, our gratitude, and our support.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want to leave our listeners with today?
I want them to remember this. The next time you encounter a healthcare worker over 55, really see them. Acknowledge their dedication, their resilience, their commitment to caring for others. They're the heart and soul of our healthcare system, and they deserve our deepest appreciation.
Beautifully put. And to our listeners, if you're interested in learning more about these issues, we encourage you to check out the resources we'll be sharing. Think about how you can support these amazing individuals and how we can all work together to create a more compassionate and sustainable healthcare system. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep the conversation going.